Lorraine from Habitat for Humanity is here. Tell me about the meaning of home. This sounds like a wonderful, wonderful program you have underway.
This is an amazing national writing contest for students in grades 4, 5, and 6. It is one of the ways that we can really reach out to our youth and, teach them all about a community, but also give them the chance to really share what home means to them. So these students have an opportunity to write a poem or an essay about what home means to them. And then they can submit this poem or essay through meaningofhome.ca. And every time Habitat Niagara receives a submission from a student in our Niagara region, Habitat Niagara actually gets a donation of $10. And this is through the Meaning of Home's founding sponsor, Sagen. And it's an amazing way for us to all kind of work together. And then what's really exciting for us, even especially last year in Niagara Falls, there was a student, a grade 5 student named Dia. She actually won runner-up, so not only did that mean her class won a pizza party, she won a tablet, but Habitat Niagara won a $10,000 grant towards a home build program as well.
Wow, that is tremendous, and really what a collaboration it is to get the kids and the youth writing about the meaning of home and giving them that kind of knowledge about the idea of homelessness and how special it is to have your own home, which everyone doesn't get a chance to have.
Right, and Habitat Niagara is really about giving families a chance to have affordable homes. So the affordable home ownership, we really want to, we partner with families. We don't give houses away for free. I know a lot of people may think that. But what we do is we partner with families and provide them with an affordable mortgage so that, it allows them to live. It allows them to, not have to choose between heat and food. It allows them to maybe upgrade their skills for school. It maybe means putting their children into post-secondary school. There's a lot of different things that, change their lives when they become a Habitat homeowner. And our biggest thing is that we hope that a child that currently lives in a Habitat home will never, ever, ever have to live in a Habitat home again because we changed lives.
How long has this program been underway, Lorraine?
We go into a promotion stage in November and December, and then the contest opens up in the beginning of January, and the last submissions can be put through on the meaningofhome.ca website on February 24th, but it has been going on for many years across Canada already. There's been a lot of money already raised, and again, this is all through Sagen, the founding sponsor for Meaning of Home.
I love the whole idea of gathering kids and everyone together to kind of, hone their focus in on one thing. I love the way Habitat for Humanity runs. You're a wonderful organization, well-respected and well-known in Niagara and, dare I say, right across the country. So you're looking for submissions now and hoping the winner might be a Niagara student. That'd be nice.
Absolutely. There's some pretty amazing prizes. Like I said, last year we were really, really fortunate to have an amazing student named Dia win as a runner-up. But in the grand scheme of things, there's 3 grand prizes that can be won across the country. Each student, again, will receive an iPad or a tablet. Their class receives a pizza party. And for those grand prizes, the habitat that is closest to them. So if one of our students won again, we would receive a $30,000 grant.
Wow.
That would go to help us building affordable homes. And then there's also 9 runner-up prizes. So that's the same thing that we won last year that we were very, very fortunate to win. And that's $10,000 again towards our home build program.
Amazing initiatives and wonderful organization. How can people find out about the contest, Lorraine? How can they sign up? How can they get involved?
Teachers can sign up. Parents can sign up. It doesn't matter if your child is in school or not. If you're homeschooled, the teachers can still submit their child's poem or essay. Please go to meaningofhome.ca. You will find all of the information there. And if you want, you can also go to habitatniagara.ca, and you can find all of the links there as well.
Lorraine from Habitat for Humanity, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy your day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again, Rob. You too.